this meeting of the Working Group on Taxes back to order. This morning, I mentioned the possibility of requesting the leaders to allow us to use what right now is an unavailable source of revenue, and that is the June accelerated sales tax options, and that I would take to the meeting that I will be going to in a bit, that request signed by us. We have, I know they're on Zoom, so I'm going to ask if I may put their names to this. Senator Putnam, the statement reads, "We request the ability to use June accelerated sales tax options as a revenue source for the tax bill." May I add your name?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Senator Weber, may I use your name?
Yes.
Thank you. Senator Dibble will not be with us, and he will be replaced, we believe, by I'm sorry about that. By Senator Klein. So where we are and what I think we'll probably be able to get through before we need to call another resource recess is the offer on tax increment. And it is an offer that we got from the let's see where I put it. And I thank you for sending that to us. Date stamped 12:30 p.m. today. Coming from the House Senate article, which is Senate Article 6 in the language, and House Article 5. And it was, the offer was sections 2 to 19, which are the Senate special TIF legislation, and House sections 3 and House section 28. And I'm going to turn to Mr. Sylvia first to just detail what those are, and in particular the what House, what Senate section one is. Was, but that's not in this offer.
Madam Chair and members of the working group, on the Senate Article 6, tax increment financing, Section 1, which is not part of this offer, was language that clarified the 2021 temporary general law transfer authorization of unobligated increment. What that language did was clarify that our increment transferred must be spent, loaned, or invested by December 31st, 2025. Madam Chair, would you like me to go through sections 2 through 19 of the Senate article, which is in the proposed offer?
Mm-hmm. Just briefly. And then we do have an amendment. But I'm also curious, and we were working on this earlier, the language of the additional year, but the language that was added defining what that undistributed income is. Does that include all of the language that the OSA suggested.
Madam Chair, members, yes. So on the offer sheet, House Section 3, extension of certain temporary general law TIF authority, the language that's contained within that section contains all of the language that was in Senate Article 6, Section 1.
Okay.
There is some additional language that would allow for 1 year additional time for construction to commence under that 2021 temporary transfer authority, as well as one additional year to spend that unobligated increment. Under current law, it must be spent by December 31st, 2025, and the House proposal would allow for one additional year to December 31st of 2026.
Thank you very much.
Madam Chair, members, Article 6, Section 2 of the Senate language would extend to December 31st, 2025, the date by which the City of Ramsey must adopt an interfund loan resolution. Section 3, relates to the City of Maplewood, and this would expand the geographical area in which tax increment may be spent to include area bounded by Senate Highway 61, Interstate Highway 694, White Bear Ave, and both sides of Beam Avenue. Senate Article 6, Section 4 is relating to the City of Maple Grove. This section would extend the five-year rule by an additional 5 years and extends from 20 years to 25 years the duration of a soil deficiency district. Section 5 relates to the City of St. Paul, the Ford Site Tax Increment Financing District. This section extends the 5 and 6 year rules by an additional 5 years. Section 6 is special law relating to the City of Bloomington related to that 2021 temporary transfer authority. This would allow additional flexibility for the city to transfer unobligated increment, provided that construction commences prior to December 31st, 2027, and that the transferred increment is collected from and used within TIF District Number 1C or TIF District Number 1G within the City of Bloomington. Section 7 is relating to the City of Brooklyn Center. This section authorizes the city to establish not more than 2 redevelopment districts within a defined area, and if established, those districts would be exempt from the statutory blight test and the requirement that 90% of increment generated must be spent on blight correction. Sections 8, 9, and 10 are all related to the City of Brooklyn Park. These 3 sections provide authorization within defined geographic areas for the city to establish not more than 2 redevelopment districts. Again, if established, they are exempt from the blight test and the requirement that 90% of increment generated be spent on blight correction. Section 11 relates to the City of Eden Prairie, Eden Prairie Center TIF District. This would authorize the city to establish not more than 2 districts within that defined area, along with Brooklyn Park and Brooklyn Center. Those same rules would apply, so they would be exempt from the blight test and the requirement that 90% be used on blight correction. Sections 12 and 13 are from the City of Edina. And these 2 sections would extend the 5 and 6 year rules by an additional 5 years and extend the duration of the 70th and France TIF district by 10 years and the 72nd and France 2 district by 5 years. I would note there that current law requires that any duration extension for a TIF district requires approval by the city, county, and school district, and that language is reflected in the effective date. Section 14 relates to the City of Marshall. Like the City of Bloomington, this is a special law that would allow 2 additional years by which the city may spend increment, may spend loan or invest unobligated increment pursuant to that 2021 authorization. Section 15 relates to the City of Minnetonka, and this would extend the 5 and 6 year rules by 5 years and exempt the district from that 90% requirement so that increment generated would not be required to be spent on blight correction. Section 16 is the City of Moorhead. This would extend the 5 and 6 year rules by an additional 5 years for TIF District Number 31. Section 17 is the same language that was provided in Section 14 for the City of Marshall related to that 2021 authorization. This language would again give the City of Oakdale 2 additional years to spend, loan, or invest unobligated increment. Section 18 would authorize the City of Plymouth to establish not more than 2 redevelopment districts within a defined area. If established, those districts would be exempt from the blight test They would be exempt from the requirement that 90% of increment generated from the district be spent on blight correction. In addition, the 5- and 6-year rules would be extended by 5 years. Lastly, Madam Chair and members, Section 19 of the Senate article authorizes the City of St. Cloud to establish not more than 2 redevelopment districts. Again, if established, those districts would be exempt from the blight test and the requirement that 90% of increment be spent on blight correction. In addition, the language would authorize that increment may be expended for the reconstruction, expansion, or new construction of adjacent public infrastructure, including but not limited to public parking, streets, and utilities necessary to serve the development. That is the Senate article, sections 2 through 19. Madam Chair, with your permission, I would perhaps ask Mr. Cope to explain House Section 3 and House Section 28.
Thank you, Mr. Sylvia. Senator, I'm waiting for you, Senator. If you would, you have
Madam
a
Chair.
Madam, just if you, a minute. Senator Housechild, if you would offer the amendment to.
Madam Chair, before he offers the amendment, please.
Yeah.
Mr. Sylvia asked for Mr. Cope to explain the two House only sections before we move to a vote.
I'm a bit distracted this afternoon.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. So who's going to do that? There you are. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. The House offer is for House Article 5, Section 3, which would extend the deadline for the temporary TIF authority, which Mr. Sylvia outlined earlier, from 2025 to 2026, and it also includes the clarifying language requested by the Office of the State Auditor. And Section 28 provides another section of special TIF legislation for the City of St. Cloud, which would extend the 5- and 6-year rule periods to 10 and 11 years, respectively. That's all, Madam Chair.
Yeah, I was going to echo. So, Mr. Sylvia, I have before me the A5 and the A6. Do we need to do both in order to complete our response?
Madam Chair, the A6 would have replaced the A5.
The A6. Thank you. Senator Housechild, now.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members, I move the A6 amendment, which allows the City of Bloomington to amend its spending plan, but if so, to submit their spending plan to the legislative committees with jurisdiction over TIF.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator Housechild. And just to explain that a bit, there are the other two special provisions that refer to Oakdale and Marshall are asking for the same kind of extension. However, current law allows them to change their spending plans, but the City of Bloomington insisted that it be explicit, and so we have got just a little bit curious about the possibilities, even though the law allows it. It would be included in their reports to the OSA, but we're interested in what would occasion the City of Bloomington in this particular instance to require special language. So we're just asking for that same report to be submitted in this instance to Representative Gomez, Representative Davids, and to myself. Does not harm the request from the City of Bloomington. And so, Senator Weber, are you online?
Yes, I am, Madam Chair.
Senator Weber, I wonder if you would like to make a a motion that would include the amendment that was just read.
So moved, Madam Chair.
Okay. And the motion is to adopt the 12:30 p.m. Proposal from the House, amended by the A6. Are there any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Those opposed, aye. Say no. Thank you very much. So we have completed now another article, and we have received, I don't know that we're going to have enough time to go through all of it, but certainly we'll come back to that after we have to recess in just a moment. But I do want to point out that of the things that we're trying to close up the major items, and Representative Gomez very correctly earlier today said that the the R&D credit is in the bill at a certain level, $80 million, but the leaders agreement does not include the requirement that the credit is in the status of being refundable. It certainly may be refundable. That is the strong sentiment and opinion and urging of the governor, but that's not required. And I'm going to support the governor's position on it, but that's not required, and it is it becomes part of the negotiation. Representative Gomez had a placeholder in the spreadsheet for dealing with the R&D, but there's no language to accompany it, so it's just a number there. So we'd really be looking for the House to explore and provide us language for what, how the R&D credit would be requirement would be satisfied, and we in turn will respond. We do have still a bunch of work in front of us, and we'll again turn back to this later. That offer, we have articles from the Senate side dealing with helium, repurposing the ballpark tax, the PGA sales tax exemption, the AARP victims restitution, SFIA. We have SAF, which is a priority of the governor's. We have the local sales tax reforms. We have the ag provisions. We have property tax 4D, the airport property, the issues with grazing, the market, the floriculture issues, the conservation easement of Senator Dibbles, the homestead resorts, the school aid up north for the most part, dealing the disabled veterans, our provisions in both bills are the same, and the provisions that we have for border cities. So maybe we can start with your House offer too, and maybe we can get through at least maybe the first two things. And I don't know who you want. Representative Davids, Representative Gomez, to go through those again for us so that they are fresh in our minds, but I invite you to do that. And besides that, excuse me for one second, I do want to Welcome, Representative Lee, for joining us in Representative Igbajay's absence. Thank you.
Madam Chair, I think we have somewhere to be in a few minutes.
I know, I was thinking, I know. I'm trying
in 5 minutes.
I keep watching the clock up there.
Yeah, we got 5 minutes.
Shall we just wait?
I think that would be best. Thank you.
We will just wait. We are in recess.